Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel out there on the internet. First on the docket on our road trip, first, a big shout-out to our winner on our community page contest that we put up last night. Second, one of the 12 undeniable truths of life by a criminal defense lawyer is the threat of imminent incarceration tends to break the bonds of loyalty. Exhibit A. The photo Dulos matter. Third, Ghislaine Maxwell really wants to go home. Fourth, a new district attorney in LA says no cash bail, no death penalty, and no more juveniles charged as adults. Good idea or asking for trouble. Fifth, a completely nonsensical attack in Georgia. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Thanks for watching. Now, as we said yesterday, and here we are again on today, we are on a road trip. Why all of the planets aligned? A couple things came together. First, my trial went away because there were no trials being done in the county in which the trial was to take place. Second, Crime Talk won. The engine was finally completed, and frankly, we needed to put some hours on it. So what are we to do? That's right. Hey, why not fly across country and check things out? And when you get to come to your favorite spot, South Carolina, particularly the Low Country, you know you can't go wrong. All right, first on the docket, a shout out to our winner. That's right, yesterday we put up on our community page a post of a picture of Crime Talk 1 being refueled, trying to see who could figure it out. Well, the winner was Deadly Squirrel. That's their YouTube handle. Anyway, I gave them the information to contact Frank to get their free mug. That's right, you can track tail numbers on FlightAware as well as other software, so you can always find out where those private planes are going. So Deadly Squirrel, you are a big winner. Next on the docket, one of the 12 undeniable truths from a criminal defense attorney. I put this video up, almost 2 years ago, and it always seems to play out as true. One of those undeniable truths are that the threat of imminent incarceration tends to break the bonds of loyalty. And here we have a classic example of that in the Fotos Dulos case. For those who don't recall, Jennifer Dulos disappeared back in May of 2019. Fotos Dulos, the estranged husband, was the prime suspect along with his girlfriend, Michelle Traconis. Well, Michelle Traconis is out of custody, and Fotos Dulos is now deceased because he ultimately committed suicide. But there was one more player in this story, and it was Fotos Dulos' civil attorney and friend, a gentleman by the name of Kent Mahinney. Now, he was held on a $2 million bond, but that bond was ultimately reduced to about $246,000 back in October, because they wanted to let Mr. Mahinney go and see his father who was ailing. Seems reasonable enough. Well, now we know there may be another reason for that. So Michelle Traconis' attorney has filed a motion saying, hey, we want everything about any benefit, bargains, plea negotiations that are going on between Mahinney and the prosecutor. Because it turns out in late August of this year, he did what they call a proffer. A proffer is where somebody goes in and they tell the government what they know about the case. They're supposed to be completely truthful and honest, so then they can get the benefit of a proposed disposition. The beautiful thing about it is that your client's statement to the police can't be used against them in court, except for maybe impeachment purposes. So if the negotiations break down and they go to trial, they can be impeached if he gives a different story. They're supposed to be truthful, so it locks them in. Well, apparently Michelle Traconis' attorney is quite concerned that he may be getting a smoking good deal and rolling on the co-defendant, Michelle Traconis. Always remember and never forget, The threat of imminent incarceration tends to break the bonds of loyalty. Next on the docket, Ghislaine Maxwell really wants to go home. Now, we told you about last week that the prosecutors were writing letters to the judge saying that no relief should be given to Ghislaine Maxwell and no hearing should be held regarding a bond reduction because her bond has already been set and it's already been found that she is a danger to the community and a flight risk. Now, you have to give Ghislaine Maxwell some credit for her persistence, and her attorneys are trying to say that, hey, judge, we are providing new information. First, the new information has to do with her financial situation. She had some very unique financial resources available to her early on in this particular case, and the district attorney said, we don't know exactly what's going on. Therefore, we think she has the resources to flee the country and never come back, so don't give her bond. That was one of the reasons. Well, Ghislaine Maxwell is apparently turning over, not to the public, but to the court under seal, a financial accounting by her CPA to show what she has and what she doesn't have, and apparently what is available to secure a bond in this particular case. Now, the United States attorneys have also objected to the allegations that somehow Ghislaine Maxwell is being mistreated. Apparently, she is out of her cell for some 11 hours of the day, which is a little bit contradictory to what the attorneys were saying, that she was basically in lockdown and being awoken every 15 minutes to make sure that she has not harmed herself in any way. The Bureau of Prisons completely denies that whatsoever. Now, this filing that was made under seal told the judge that they were relying upon sensitive and private information, and if it were made public, it would be highly damaging to both Ms. Maxwell as well as third parties, in part because the third parties would be subject to harassment and media scrutiny. I'm not sure, you know, obviously we don't need people harassed, but being subjected to scrutiny is not necessarily a bad thing. That's what helps bring out the truth. We'll see if the judge denies the motion on the paper, the filings in the case, or if they actually set the matter for a hearing. And if it does, we'll let you know about it. Next on the docket, the new district attorney who was sworn into office on Monday, a gentleman by the name of George Gascon, and this is for Los Angeles County, the largest district attorney's office in the United States, announced sweeping plans of criminal justice reform as he was sworn in. Now, he defeated the 8-year incumbent, Jackie Lacey. As he assumed the head of the largest office, like I talked about, he has a big, new, bold agenda. First, he wants to end cash bail for certain minor offenses. You have to define minor because a lot of people think that no count should ever carry a cash bail. He wants to end the death penalty, and he wants to stop charging juveniles as adults. He also wants to go back and reopen police shooting cases that have been closed. So the question then becomes, is this good or is this simply asking for more trouble down the road? Obviously, Mr. Gascon was elected by the people in the city of Los Angeles, and he's got a lot of work to do because there are lots of minor offenses that are going on out there. Frankly, the last time that I was in LA about a year or so ago, you don't recognize the place. It's dirty, it's filthy, homeless people everywhere. And I get it, people got to have some place to live. But as they say in the bar business, I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here. Bottom line. As it relates to cash bail, we've seen that that's kind of been a revolving door. We've reported on lots of stories where people have been arrested, sometimes up to 3 times in one day because of the revolving door. Needless to say, the police are not thrilled with the district attorney's new plan. We'll see how that goes. It's worked really well in New York, so I can't imagine why they don't think it's going to work well in LA. We'll see how that goes, but somehow I have a feeling crime is going to go up, and at the end of the day, you need to be able to take care of yourself. A quick recess. Now, a lot of people over the last couple of days, and I mean a lot of people, have gone to crimetalksearch.com and signed up for a background subscription service. I'm telling you, I deal with people every day, sometimes very good, sometimes very bad. There are witnesses in cases, sometimes very credible, sometimes not so credible. What's the one thing we do? We run background checks on everyone. Why wouldn't you do that when you are getting involved with someone yourself? Go to crimetalksearch.com. When you do, yes, there's a nominal fee. It's very small, but it allows you to anonymously search as many people as you would like. A report is generated while you wait, and it will have information related to all the social media accounts that this person has, emails associated with them, as well as phone numbers. So if somebody has 3 phone numbers and 6 email addresses, you may want to ask, what are you doing with all that stuff? You're also going to get criminal history records. You're going to get sex offender registration records. You are going to receive information regarding property records, civil judgments, divorce records, things that you need to know about. Go to crimetalksearch.com. You'll be absolutely satisfied that you did. Next on the docket, a completely nonsensical attack in Georgia. That's right. Police in Georgia are searching for the maniac who stabbed a teenager that worked at a Dunkin' Donuts. It's actually here on video. Take a look at this. This went down in Union City, Georgia, where a drive-through customer got irate that the Dunkin' Donuts store had run out of his favorite donut. You can see from the video, things got a little violent and rather quickly as the suspect started flailing away with a knife, stabbing the 17-year-old twice in the forearm. As the suspect started flailing away with a knife, he stabbed the 17-year-old employee in the forearm with the knife. The suspect fled before the police arrived, bolting in a red Audi with a female passenger. Now, this almost qualified for the dumb criminal contestant of the day, except for the fact that it was so serious. This person is probably going to prison where he belongs if he has that short and that much lack of impulse control that he is going to attack somebody with a knife because he doesn't have the favorite donut that he likes. I think someone's going to prison. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day, and you just cannot make this stuff up. Meet Michael Flipkowski, also known as Bud Light Mike. That's right. Bud Light Mike has a rap sheet that includes multiple prior theft convictions, and now he's being charged with a felony because of those multiple theft convictions. He's being held in the jail on a $2,000 bond. Apparently, there's no cash bail for minor offenses there in Florida. Now, the arrest affidavit lists Bud Light Mike walked into the Wawa convenience store in Clearwater, Florida, and he's been twice convicted for carrying an open container of Bud Light, coincidentally, on the beach. He also has been convicted of stealing 2 18 packs of Bud Light from a Speedway store. And in 2016, Bud Light Mike was convicted after he could not pay for a Bud Light as well as a shot of Captain Morgan's at a hotel bar. Now, Bud Light Mike, I think you may be at the point where you need to start realizing that alcohol is having a negative impact on your life and that, yes, you may possibly be an alcoholic. Hope you get the help. Maybe you'll dry up while you're in custody. I doubt it though. I think the first thing you're gonna do when you get out is go get yourself a Bud Light. And for that reason, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. And if you are selected to be the dumb criminal contestant of the week, we always have some stiff competition, you will receive a Crime Talk mug sent to you at no charge. It's not like we could expect Bud Light Mike to actually pay us for the mug. Now, remember, if you would like some Crime Talk merchandise, because there's what, like 17 days till Christmas, you better do it now so that it can be shipped to you immediately. Hit the link below and you can get your merchandise before Christmas. Makes great stocking stuffers. All right, that's all we have for you today. Sorry we're on the road again, but like I said, all the planets aligned and then you sometimes just gotta go do it. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on Crime Talk. No live this evening. Sorry about that. Just don't have the resources to do it here tonight. Have a great day.